Imagine replacing our sun with a black hole right now. I mean, movies tell us we'd just be sucked into some massive cosmic vacuum, right?
Right, which is completely wrong. Physics tells us Earth would just freeze in its exact same orbit.
Exactly. So, welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at a really dense report on the epistemology of theoretical physics. And our mission for you today is basically to strip away all that Hollywood CGI and, dismantle the deep-seated anthropocentric bias that makes us assume the universe revolves around us.
Yeah, and it is a really tough bias to shake. I mean, we naturally want to be the main characters of reality, but to dismantle that assumption, we kind of need to start at the foundational level, the quantum realm.
Because pop culture, like The Matrix, loves to push the idea that human consciousness literally alters reality. The whole consciousness causes collapse theory.
Yes, that really outdated notion that a quantum wave function stays in this fuzzy superposition of possibilities until a conscious mind actually looks at it. Modern physics relies heavily on decoherence instead.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because an observation doesn't actually require a brain, right?
Not at all. It simply means physical interaction.
Like a stray air molecule bouncing off an object.
Yeah, exactly. Or even just a single photon hitting it. That's totally enough to lock it into a definite state.
Hold on. So reality isn't like a video game engine waiting for our player character to, look at the map before it renders.
No, it really doesn't care if you're looking.
Right, because if consciousness were required to make reality physical, the early universe could never have formed. I mean, the cosmic microwave background radiation had to physically collapse into structured form billions of years before the first brain even evolved. So our minds clearly aren't the center of the quantum world.
And yet, that self-centered bias totally persists.
Okay, so our brains aren't required at the quantum level, but surely when we zoom out to the massive macro scale stuff like black holes and the Big Bang, our intuitive human common sense holds up a bit better.
Well, actually, it might be even worse.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I mean, you've probably heard the old dots on an expanding balloon analogy for the Big Bang, right? Where space itself is stretching rather than things exploding into empty space.
Right, yeah, and that black holes are just dense mass, not aggressive vacuum cleaners.
Exactly. But our brains actively reject that reality. We want the
Yeah.
explosion, we want the vacuum.
Why do we naturally default to that, even when we know the math?
What's fascinating here is how evolutionary biologists explain it. They call it middle world physics. We evolved to intuitively understand, throwing rocks and dodging predators.
Okay, great.
Our brains simply aren't wired to naturally grasp the four-dimensional geometry of space-time. We desperately need a directed mechanical narrative to make sense of things.
And I guess we project that directed narrative right onto life itself, too. Like, we treat biological evolution as a ladder, this march of progress, with the ultimate goal of creating complex humans.
Which completely misinterprets how evolution works. I mean, it's just blind survival. There are some parasites that have literally devolved away their brains and eyes over millions of years.
Just because they didn't need them?
Yeah, they didn't need the metabolic drain to survive. There is no end goal to evolution.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. Because people often argue that the sheer order of life violates the law of entropy. Like, if everything in the universe naturally tends toward chaos and decay, how do you explain a complex human brain? It feels like life is a glaring exception to the laws of physics.
Well, it looks like an exception until you remember Earth isn't a closed box.
Right.
It's an open system. We take in highly concentrated low-entropy energy from the sun, use it to build our complex bodies, and then we blast out a massive amount of disordered heat into space. We aren't defying entropy at all.
So we're just part of the process.
More than that, living things are entropy accelerators. We actually increase the total disorder of the universe faster than if we weren't here.
Wow. Okay, so realizing the universe is entirely indifferent to us, that we aren't the directors of reality, but simply, entropy engines riding on a stretching fabric of space. Why should you, the listener, care about this?
Because it completely changes how you find your place in the cosmos. It's profoundly unifying to realize you are a fundamental mechanical part of the universe,
Yeah.
rather than this VIP standing outside of it demanding it cater to you.
I love that. Well, speaking of mechanics, I want to leave you with one final thought from the research to chew on. We generally think of the speed of light as a speed limit, but it's actually a geometric limit in four-dimensional space-time. Every single object, including you sitting there right now, is actually moving through 4D space-time at exactly the speed of light.
Right, and the mechanism there is essentially a trade-off.
Yeah.
You can think of your movement through space-time as a combined budget.
Yes. If you spend more of your speed budget moving through physical space, you mathematically have less speed available to move through time, which means your speed through time actually slows down the faster you move through space.
It's mind-bending.
It is. Therefore, an absolute simultaneous present is just an illusion. Depending on how they are moving, someone else's present in the distant universe could mathematically be your past. So the next time you assume the universe revolves around your here and now, just remember, your now is just a matter of perspective.